All right, so first of all, big yasher kach to Josh Joseph for sponsoring the breakfast this morning. It should be a schus for him. So mishpacha, the whole kilo of Kal Yisrael. Should only hear besuras typhus. Yatav aroilam. Okay, so last week we started the sugya. We started going into the sugya of the same talumatul of racha that in Eretz Yisrael, they started already the 7th of Cheshvan. We're only going to start in Chutz Laaretz. You know, in Chutz Laaretz, they started only a little bit later on, the beginning of December and so on. But, so we started going through that sugya. So just Bataris reminder, of what we saw last week. We saw that there's a basic machlokas rishonim. There's a basic machlokas rishonim. We could call it Rashi in the Rosh, but it's a machlokas rishonim. Whether, again, what do we know? What we know is that in Eretz Yisrael, they start asking for rain, Saint Talmud Levracha, the 7th of Cheshvan, and they end Pesach, right? In Bavel, the Gemara says they would start in the beginning of December and end Pesach. And so the question is, because in Bavel, that's when they needed the rain, right? Eretz Yisrael, they needed the rain earlier. Bavel, they needed it later. The question is, what about Chutz Laaretz? Let's say Europe, America, different places where the time of our rainy season is different. So, what do we do then? So that's what we saw machlokes between Rashi and the Rosh. The sheet of Rashi was as we explained last week, this is a question of nusach. It's a question of nusach. When to start the Saint Talmud of Racha? The reason why these different nusachs of Eretz Yisrael and Bavel were established was taka because Eretz Yisrael's rainy season is from Cheshvan to Pesach, and Bavel's rainy season is beginning of December till Pesach. That's why. That's obviously the cause. But ultimately, because of that, what was established is that the nusach of Eretz Yisrael davening and the nusach of Eretz Yisrael is that the Saint Talmud Levracha is part of the nusach of Baruch Aleinu from Cheshvan till Pesach. And in Bavel, the nusach of davening is that the Saint Talmud Levracha is part of Baruch Aleinu from the beginning of December to Pesach. So, again, the reason is because of the different winters. But ultimately, what was established was different nusachs of davening. There's a Siddur of Eretz Yisrael, and there's a Siddur of Bavel. And because if you look at it in that context, then says Rashi, in Chutz Laaretz, our minhagim and our nusachs are based on Bavel. And so that's why we go with the minhag of Bavel, regardless of the fact that our winter season is taka different than the winter season of Bavel. But kacha, that's the way it is. It was established as a din in the nusach, and so mela, that's what we do. Our nusach is nigra achar Bavel, is flowing from the nusach of Bavel. That's the siddur that we take. So the siddur of Bavel has in it that until the beginning of December is the same bracha, and after December and on, it's the same talamat of bracha. Why? That's what the siddur says. If that's what the siddur says, that's the din in the nusach. So we go with that. That's the sheet of Rashi. What we saw is the Rosh is not like that. The Rosh held that no, this is not a nusach dikah question. This is based on a different principle. There's a principle in the Gemara, which is that a person's tzrachim, a person's needs, you are allowed to insert in the appropriate places in davening to make your bakasha. So like I gave the example, if a person has a math test coming up, so you insert a request that you should do well in your math test and not to chayin ladam das. Or you could also say it in Shema Kaleinu. That's not a change in nusach. It's not like when you have a math test, Atuchel and Das means also, and please help me with the math test. It's not a nusach thing. The nusach of Atuchel is Atuchel. There's a lach of inserting requests in the appropriate brachas. So according to the Rosh, the inyan of asking for rain is that. It's not a change in nusach. It's an insertion. You're inserting the kehila, the community, the tzibur, whatever, is inserting a request that's needed for them at the appropriate place, which is in V'sein Bracha, or in Shema Kaleinu, if you missed V'sein Bracha, and so on. And so because that's the way to think of it, so there's no reason for us to just do the same request at the same time as Bavel. What does that do with when they needed rain is different than when we need rain. Therefore, said the Rosh, the appropriate time for, let's say, in Ashkenaz, for Europe, to ask for rain, the Rosh held was from Cheshvan, like in Eretz Yisrael, because that's when the rainy season is in Europe, and to go all the way till Shavuos, because that's when they need the request. And that was the opinion of the Rosh. And we saw from the Tshuvas last week that the Rosh was a whole Maisa, that the Rosh was Nisoyer to this very, very much, specifically when he was leaving, when he was on the run from Germany to Spain, to stay by the Rashba. And then there was a whole Maisa that when he was the Rav in Spain already, after the Histalkus of the Rashba, so there was a drought, right? There was a whole Maisa, just reminding you, Rashi Prokim, there was a drought, and because of the drought, Pesach, right after Meir of Pesach night, before the Seder, the Rosh sent out the message that tomorrow, instead of switching to Meir HaTol, we're going to continue with Saint Mashiach Mar Geshem, and then even Noch Yantif, we're going to continue with the Saint Talmud Levracha all the way till Shavuos. Because the Rosh felt, listen, he always wanted, says Rosh, I always wanted to do this, but now that there's a drought, so I feel like there's a Pesach. You know, people will be makabel, what I say. And so the Tshuva says this, we said last week that there's a whole Rosh, other Rabbanim were very upset by this. And so the Rosh said, "Okay, so we're not gonna. It's not gonna work. I'm not gonna push it." And his lashon was at the end of the tshuva. His lashon was that, like, really, this should have worked. I had a big taiva. He said his taiva was for this to work, but their hearts became turned astray. That was his lashon. Hitu liba machiranis, that their minds became corrupted. Their hearts turned astray. Okay, so that's what we saw last week. So obviously, like I mentioned last week, you feel in the tshuva and in the story that there's something going on over there. Like the Rosh is very, very passionate about this inyan. So what is it? So one little knetch in the halacha of asking the Saint Talmud Levracha to give a little bit more context, a little bit more color to it in the world of the Rosh, and then we'll be able to see the pnimius of it. So again, like we said last time, in the world of the Rosh, the way to view the Saint Talmud Levracha is a request that's being inserted in the appropriate places, right? That's what the Saint Talmud is. So again, like asking for a math test, you put it by Atachainen, if you or in Shmakuleinu, or by requesting for rain. So Chazal said, put it in Baruch Aleinu, and the Gemara in fact says, if you missed it in Baruch Aleinu, then he said in Shmakuleinu fits the model of a average, you know, your standard request that you're inserting into davening. But there is one difference. Take a look at Maromoker number 2. So you'll skip Maromoker number 1. We'll get back to that only later. This is a Rosh in Maseches Brachos. Okay, remember, this is the Rosh. Okay, the Rosh in Maseches Brachos, Perek Aleph. What's he talking about? The Rosh is talking, going on the Gemara. The Gemara says this principle, which I just said, which is that you should say the Saint Talmud of Rach again at the appropriate time. You say it in Baruch Aleinu. If you missed it in Baruch Aleinu, you say it in Shema Kaleinu. Okay. What if you missed it in Shema Kaleinu? Right? So if you finish Menasrei, then you have to go back and start over again. But let's say you didn't finish Menasrei yet, right? So you forgot in Baruch Aleinu, you say to yourself, oh, yeah, I forgot it. Okay, I'm reminding myself, I'll say it in Shema Kaleinu. It comes to Shema Kaleinu, you forget it then. And now you're holding by Sim Shalom, right? You didn't finish Menasrei yet, so you don't have to start again. But where do you go back to? Do you go back to Shema Kaleinu? Or do you go back to Baruch Aleinu? That's the question. You have to go back to one place. So where do you go back to? Huh? Oh, so we're going to see. So let me just get the facts straight. That's the question. So the Rishonim quote Yerushalmi. But the Yerushalmi says that in that scenario, you go back to Shema Kaleinu. You just go back to Shema Kaleinu. Again, you're supposed to be in a Baruch Aleinu. You missed it in a Baruch Aleinu. You're supposed to be in Shema Kaleinu. You missed it in Shema Kaleinu. Okay, so go back to Shema Kaleinu. That's the Yerushalmi. The Rosh quotes this in Maseches Brachos, and the Rosh raises an issue. What's the issue? Vim Toimer. Ask the Rosh. There's a later Gemara in Brachos on Lamed Gimel Beis talking about a similar scenario, but not about Baruch Aleinu, but regarding Havdalah. We know the halach is that when it comes to Havdalah, Matzah Shabbos, we say Havdalah really twice. First, you say it in Atuchainen, right, in Shmanesrei by Meir, and then you say it Alakois, you say proper Havdalah. So the Gemara says like this. He quotes the Gemara later on. Bo name Rav Sheshes. They asked Rav Sheshes. Ta bezu u bezu. The guy forgot Atachainen in Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, fine. So the halach is if you forgot in Shmoneh Esrei, so you just say Havdalah on a kais. But let's say he makes Havdalah on a cup, but he says it without going into details. He messes it up. He messes up Havdalah on the kais also to the point of where he wasn't yaitzi with that either. So ta bezu u bezu. So now what do you do? So he has to go back. He has to repeat Havdalah. Does he go all the way back to say it in Shmoneh Esrei again, in Atachainen? Or listen, just say it again, Alakais. So that's the question. The Bomei name Rav Sheshes. Ta bezu u bezu mau. He made a mistake in Shmoneh Esrei, and he made a mistake in Havdalah Alakais. So now he's going to go back. So does he go back to the Lechatchila, of saying it in Shmoneh Esrei first? Or does he go back to at least the evidence to say it on Alakais? Mahu. Amar Luhu, Sir Shesha said, Chais the Rosh. You go all the way back, and if you're going back anyway, then do a lechatchila. If you're going back anyway, then do a lechatchila. Lechatchila is to say havdalah first in Shmoneh Esrei and then alakais. So if you missed the Nishman Esrei, okay, then you just do it alakais. But if you missed that too, and you have to go back anyway, then do a lechatchila. Pirish, the Rosh explains, Shetikno havdalah, it's a mistake. Tikno havdalah, betfila of alakais. Chazal Mesakin, lechatchila, havdalah should be in davening. Number one, there should be in two stages, havdalah, and then on the cup. Kishatah betfila, if you just made a mistake in davening, so I'm alakais. Vein tzarach lachzul espal. Say it in havdalah, say alakais, and you don't have to go back to Shmoneh Esrei. But vita alakais, but they asked Rosh Hashanah, but unless he made a mistake even in that. So now anyway you have to go back. So said Rosh Hashanah, chayz mispal. Then you take it, go back to do it lechatchila. So ask the Rosh. So you have a Gemara in Bavli. The Gemara says, again, this scenario. Havdalah should be done lechatchila, in atachainen, and then alakais. You missed atachainen? Okay, fine. So b'dieve, you do it alakais. But if you miss that, and you're going back anyway, just then go back to do lechatchila. Do Shmoneh Esrei again also. Then you do it lechatchila. So ask the Rosh, Alchanami. So it's the same scenario over here. You're supposed to say v'seintal mother v'racha in Baruch Aleinu. You missed it. Okay, fine. B'dieved Shmak Aleinu. But now you're going back anyway. So if you're going back anyway, so the Gemara says like by Havdol. Just like by Havdol, if you're going back anyway, said Rav Sheish, go back to the beginning, do a lechatchila. So same thing over here. If you're going back anyway because you missed the Nishmak Aleinu, then what should the halacha be? You should go all the way back to the beginning, do a lechatchila, and say v'sein baruch, say in Baruch Aleinu. Go back to Baruch Aleinu. Hachanami, kivin shetah v'loy hisker v'shemeh tefillah. If you anyway missed the Nishmeh Tefillah, and now you're forced to go back, so Hoyle Lachs of the Rosh, L'Birchas Hashanah, then you should go back to Baruch Aleinu, just like it is with Havdalah. So says the Rosh, the Rishalmi says, just go back to Shmak Aleinu. But the Bavli, regarding Havdalah, tells us this principle, that if you're going back anyway, go back to Lechatchila. So therefore, says the Rosh, it would seem to me, it's a Machlokes Bavli Rishalmi. And if it's a machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi, whether when you go back, do you go back to Bidyevit or do you go back to Lechatchila? So you should go with the Bavli. And the Bavli holds to go back to Lechatchila. So therefore, the Rosh then brings down that in fact, this is how the Gaonim paskened. Ubahag, the Baal Halachas Gedolos, one of the Gaonim, Kosav, he's the Bahag writes, he idkar kamei shmei tefillah, if you remembered, you forgot the same Talmud of Rach and Baruch Aleinu, but if you remembered that before Shmak Aleinu, I remember Shmei Tzil, then say it in Shmei Tzil, say it in Shmak Aleinu. V'iloi, but if you missed it then, Chayz L'Roish, then go back to the beginning. Go back to the beginning. In other words, not like the Yerushalmi, go back to Shmak Aleinu. Go back to the beginning. Go back to Baruch Aleinu. Mashma Shorat Zalaymer, it sounds like what he's saying is, if you didn't say it in Shmei Tefillah, Chayz L'Birchas Hashanim, you go back to the beginning. Beginning means Baruch Aleinu. Da'ino Reisha Dedu, that's the beginning. V'nir desavri alechiz gdos, why is the Bahag not passing like the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi said openly to go back just to Shmak Aleinu. The answer is, the Gemara didon polegal Yerushalmi, because our Gemara disagrees with the Yerushalmi. Mahi de perak einayim them, because how do I know that our Gemara disagrees with the Yerushalmi? Because of the Gemara regarding Havdalah, the Ta bezu bezu, you go back to Shmoneh Esrei to say Havdalah. The chol devrim devri Kabbalah, the Gaonim's words are devri Kabbalah, they're to be accepted. V'yish yismach aleihem v'chein kasav raivitzal. That's the thing. Okay. So here's the interesting thing. What the Rosh is creating a parallel is between the halachas of v'sein tamat v'vracha and Havdalah. In other words, what he's saying is, by Havdalah, the lechatchila way of doing Havdalah is in atachainen and then alakais. And as the Gemara Bavli said, if you missed all that and you're going back anyway, go back to do a lechatchila. So too says the Rosh. Well, it's the same process when it comes to Sein Tamad Lavracha. It's supposed to be in Vesein Bracha. It's supposed to be in Baruch Aleinu. Okay, you missed it. Shmak Aleinu. But if you're going back anyway, just like by Havdalah, if you're going back anyway, go back to Lechatchila. So too of you. If you're going back anyway, go back to Lechatchila and say it in Baruch Aleinu. I understand. If what you see from the Rosh is a big chiddush, that the actual request of rain is better, it's more lechatchila when it's inserted in Baruch Aleinu as opposed to be inserted in Shmak Aleinu. In other words, when it comes to asking for being successful in the math test. So over there, the Gemara says, put it in Atachayinein or in Shmak Aleinu. Is the request better is it more of a lechatchila dika request? If it's an atechainen versus shmakaleinu? No. So by baruch, when you're asking for rain, so Chazal said, put it in baruch aleinu, and if you miss that, put it in shmakaleinu. I would have thought in the universe of the Rosh, all that means is, why are Chazal telling me to put it in baruch aleinu? Because it's the first chance, the first opportunity. Why not? Like, why skip over baruch aleinu to get the shmakaleinu? But it's not because the request is better. It's not more mahadrin, right? It's not a more lechatchiladik request instead of baruch aleinu. It happens to be. Baruch aleinu is your first opportunity. So mamela, if let's say you missed that, and you missed it even in Shema Kaleinu, and now you're going back, doesn't make a difference to when you go back to. It's not like Havdalah. Havdalah is more lechatchila when it's done in two stages, in Shemoneh Esrei, right? And then Alakais. That's a maila, that's a more lechatchiladik Havdalah. But when it comes to the request of asking for rain, who says it's more of a lechatchila request when it's said in Baruch Aleinu as opposed to if it's said in Shema Kaleinu? Again, the Rosh is making this point. He's making a machlokes. That just like the Bavli holds, that when it comes to Havdalah, once you're going back, so then if you're going back anyway, then go back to make Havdalah lechatchila. And what's Havdalah lechatchila? First in Atachainen, and then Alakais. So says the Rosh. So just as you use that principle and apply that to asking for rain will be the same thing. You missed it in Shema Kaleinu, then go back and make the request lechatchila. What's the lechatchila dika request? The lechatchila dika request is in Baruch Aleinu. That's a lechatchila dika request. What, it's a difference in the request whether it's in Baruch Aleinu or not? It happens to be. That's the first bracha. Usually, when you're going in order, right, then that's the first opportunity you have to make to insert your request. And if you miss that, then the next opportunity is Shema Kaleinu. And when you're going backwards, then the first opportunity is Shema Kaleinu, right? Not Baruch Aleinu, right? So if the only reason why Chazal said to make the request of rain in Baruch Aleinu is because it's just the first time that you have the opportunity to do it, well, then in the case of where when you're going backwards, right, then the first opportunity you have is Shema Kaleinu, right? The fact that the Rosh holds, here's the point, the fact that the Rosh holds, that just as by Havdalah, when you have to go back to do Havdalah Lechatchila, so too when it comes to making the request of rain, if you're going back, make the request of rain Lechatchila, that tells you that the way to make the request Lechatchila for rain is in Baruch Aleinu. As opposed to when the request is made in Shema Kaleinu, for example, it's actually not as good of a request. And this needs explanation. This is a chiddush. Again, what usually we have is two options. Either you have like the proper nusach of davening.
It's a chiddush
because
it's a
bakasha. Because you're making a request. What's the again? Whenever you,
it's Chazal instituted in Baruch Aleinu.
But here's the point. There's two models that we have. We have either the nusach of Baruch Aleinu is different during the winter. So then I understand. If you messed it up, that means obviously Baruch Aleinu is not as good because you didn't say the nusach properly. But in the model of the Rosh, where what? Where the whole Indian of asking for rain is like you're asking for a math test. Not asking for a math test, Chas v'Shalom. You're asking to do well in a math test, right? So just like over there, Gemara says, so say it in Atachayinah. You don't say Atachayinah, you say it in Shema Kaleinu. The request, And the halach over there is that it's up to you to choose. I could say it in Atachayinah, I could say it in Shema Kaleinu. Why? Because it doesn't make a difference, the context of the bracha that I'm asking the request. And the request is the same either way. So if asking for rain is following that model, then the fact that then what the Rosh is introducing to us is like a little bit of a wrinkle, which is that even though the inyan of asking for rain is a request, the request is actually better when it's said in the nusach of Baruch Aleinu. So it's not part, again, it's, I'm not saying, it's not the Rashi, it's not the nusach of Baruch Aleinu, but the space within which you insert that request actually makes the request better if it's done in the space of Baruch Aleinu. The bracha of Baruch Aleinu makes the request more lechatchila. Just like by Havdalah, right? That's the connection that the Rosh is making. Just like by Havdalah, a lechatchila dika Havdalah is by saying it twice of Atachayin in Atachayin and Alakais. And Memela, if you're in a situation of going back, then go back lechatchila and do it in the right way. So too says the Rosh, the same thing it is with requesting for rain. The real way, the Mahajan, the lechatchila dika way of making the request is in Baruch Aleinu. If you missed it, then say it in Shema Kaleinu. But if you're going back anyway, then make it lechatchila and say it in Baruch Aleinu. So one second. So the point is that that's what you see from the Rosh, is that this request of rain, this we have to explain in the Pnimius, this request of rain, it's not a, it's it, there's something, it's actually enhanced, it's actually better. It's considered to be a more lechatchiladik request when it's said in the context of the bracha Baruch Aleinu, and the question is why. The question is why. What is it about that particular bracha, as opposed to Shema Kaleinu? Because Shema Kaleinu is also a place that you can make your request. But what is it about Baruch Aleinu in particular, that when the request of the Saint Talmud of the Bracha is inserted there, now it's ready, it's lichtig, it's a better request. Ad kedei kach, that it's called a lechatchiladik request for rain, as opposed to if it's only inserted in Shema Kaleinu, it's a bidyavidik request for rain. Why? Why? Yeah. I'm not sure why that would make a difference. Probably not. That's where the rush is coming from. Okay. Fine. Now let's move into the Pnimius. All right. So what I mentioned last week, that when it comes to this inning of asking for rain, the Gemara says that the request for rain requires pius. It requires us to sort of kivyachol say nice words to Hashem first, right? We don't, when we start, before we start v'sein tamad l'vracha, we start ma'ashav ruach u'mered ha'geshem, right? Ma'ashav u'mered ha'geshem, we start by Shemini Atzeres, right? And then, a little bit later, again, Eretz Yisrael in Cheshvin, and Chutz La'aretz in Bavel, whatever it is, in December, but whatever it is, we're only, says the Gemara in Tainis, we're only allowed to request for rain, is if you started with divrei pius, with words of, I don't know, what the word, how do you translate pius? Appeasement. Appeasement is like, you know, with the...
Bequeathment.
I don't know. Words that flattery. Of meratza, flattery. Words of flattery. Maybe that's probably the best way. Words of flattery, to make Hashem kiviyocha, to flatter Hashem, to make Hashem happy. To be meratza, words of ritzu, the words of pius. I'm going to use word pius, okay? You get it? Fine. Words of pius. So you say words of pius, and the mela from there, you can make the request. The question is why? I could ask for the biggest things in the universe. Takabish, I could ask for kibbutz goliath, and Mishnah. I could ask for all the things in the world. I don't need to be meratza. I don't need to be mafias first. What do you need to be mafias? So the answer is as follows. The fact that we say mashav ruach and renegeshem dafka by Shemini Atzeres, right? And as I said, asking for rain v'sein talmud l'vracha, although it's a few weeks later or whatever, it's really flowing from Mashiach Ruach Renegeshem. What's in Mashiach Ruach Renegeshem on Shemini Atzeres? So as I mentioned on Shemini Atzeres, al pisoi, the whole inyan of Avodas Hashem, any particular mitzvah, any particular davening, you zoom in on anything. The mahalach of Avodas Hashem is you're being oivid, you're working, you're doing your avoida, you're building, in order to ultimately lead to one goal, which is the tachas of all things, which is yichud kutshabrichu shchinte. Yichud kutshabrichinte, dveikus and eskashus between your neshama and the Rabbanu Shalom himself. Everything leads to that. Every mitzvah in its own little universe is ultimately comes to the goal of yichud. Every tefillah comes to yichud. Everything is about yichud. That's true with every mitzvah, it's true with every tefillah, and it's also true with every particular day. Every day, the entire day's avoda ultimately leads to a particular yichud. Every week's avoda ultimately leads to a particular yichud. I mentioned, we know this, that the yichud of the week is by Shema Yisrael and Kedushas Keser. That's the yichud, that's the tachas of the whole avoda. That's true every day, it's true with every week when you zoom out, it's true with every month, and it's true with the collective year. The yichud, the entire, what's the inyan of Tishrei? What's the avodah of Tishrei? The whole inyan of Tishrei from Rosh Hashanah through Sukkot is the entire year of Tavshin Peivav in 1 month, in a few weeks, right? That's the entire avodah. The inyan of Tishrei and the avodah of Tishrei from Rosh Hashanah through Sukkot is dealing with the collective year and being misakin on a klolistika level the entire year. So the entire year of Tavshin Peivav is being worked through during those few weeks in the beginning of Tishrei. And just as it is with any particular avoda, the culmination is a yichud, so too it is with the collective tikkun of Tavshin Peivav, for example, which is being worked out and step by step from Rosh Hashanah through Sukkot, it ultimately also culminates with a yichud, which is by Shmini Atzeres. And Shmini Atzeres is that yichud. When you move out of Shmini Atzeres, you move out of the month, the Moyadim of Tishrei, and now you go into Tavshin Peivav, what you're now doing is being involved in bringing a tikkun and working through the pratim of Tavshin Pei Vav. Everything could exist in klal and prat, right? In the collective whole or in the details. The collective whole of Tavshin Pei Vav has been worked through in the first few weeks of Tishrei, culminating in the Yichud of Shmini Atzeres. The rest of the year of Tavshin Pei Vav, every Sunday, every Monday, every week, every month, and so on, those are the pratim that also need to be worked out when you isolate them from the collective whole. So there's the Kloliyus HaYir of Tavshin Pei Vav, which was the Avodah of Tishrei, culminating in Shmini Atzeres, in that Yichud. And then when you move out of that, now you're dealing with, you know, sort of taking a thread out of that baguette. You know, you're taking like one thread out of that cloth and working on that, you know, in isolation. You're dealing with the pratim that were then contained in the klal, but you didn't necessarily notice them because they were part of the klal. Now you're working out the details. The inyan of mashiv ruach amar degeshem, the Gemara says in Tainis many places, the inyan of rain is a remez to the inyan of chasen and kala. The Gemara says a klal like this. The Gemara says that that there's a special bracha to make when there's a lot of rain. And the lashon of the Gemara is, what does it mean a lot? So the language of the Gemara is, when the raindrops come with such force and such volume that it creates, like when it hits a puddle, it creates like a splash upward. So how does the Gemara say that? The Gemara's language is, when the kala goes to greet the chasen. That's how the Gemara puts it. The raindrop coming from above is called the chasen. The puddle bouncing back is called the kala. That's how it's described. Why does the Gemara have to say complicated to the point that I need a Rashi? Why can't the Gemara just say when the raindrop makes a puddle? Why do I need this? The answer is that's the soy. The Gemara is telling you the soy of rain is yichud kutshebrichu shchinte. The Gemara in the beginning of Tainis talks about the whole sugya in Tainis. Gadol yoyim haksham. The day of rain is so great. It's like Maimon Har Sinai. It's like Tchias HaMesim. It's like what? You know, the Svarim HaKadoshim bring down from the Tzaddikim that term, Gadol Yoyim HaGasham, the day of rain, Pashrusha means when it rains outside. That's a pella. When it rains outside, it's like Tchias HaMesim. It's like, so the Tzaddikim say, Gadol Yoyim HaGasham. Yoyim HaGasham means Shmini Atzeres. It's a remnant of Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is the greatest because Shmini Atzeres is the Yichud that is the culmination of the entire Tikkun of the collective year. After that, now you're dealing with Pratim of the year. But the Kloliyistik of the year was taken care of over there. This is why, since rain is in Chasin and Kala, the Gemara says in Nidorim that in order for a healthy relationship of Chasin and Kala, you have to have Divrei Pius first. You understand? It has to have Divrei Pius first. If it's without Divrei Pius first, then it's a little bit Bechin of Znos, the Gemara says. It has to be Divrei Pius. Therefore, Davka of all requests, you don't have to say Divrei Pius. But over here, with the crest of rain, which is V'sein Talamat Avracha, you have to say Divrei Pius first with Mashi Ruach HaRein HaGashem. Why? Because the site of asking for rain is the site of the Yichud of Shmini Atzeres. That's what's going on over here. Once we understand that, then now the inyan of saying V'sein Talamat Avracha already 2 weeks, you know, whenever it starts, again, in Eretz Yisrael, in Cheshvan, or in Bavel, by extension, Chutzlars, whatever it is, in the beginning of December, you're not just, you know, okay, it's winter, so you ask for rain. It's deeper than that. You're being mamshich, the iris of that yichud. You're reconnecting yourself to the yichud of Shmini Atzeres and bringing that viter into the protim of the year. You understand what's going on? I mean, that yichud of Shmini Atzeres is the culmination of the collective tikkun of Tavshin Pei Vav. After Shmini Atzeres is over, now you're moving into the details of Tavshin Pei Vav. The avodah of at some point in the winter, then starting to request Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem, right, which is reconnecting you to the Divrei Pius that came before that with Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem. You're asking the same Talmud Levracha, right, in the middle of the winter, which connects you to the Divrei Pius of Mashiv Ruach HaMoed HaGeshem, means that you are realigning yourself and reconnecting with the Yichud of Shmini Atzeres. In other words, and this is a big principle of Chassidus, is that in order to handle the Pratim, the more you are connected to the Klal, the more it'll be smooth sailing, right? So in other words, you're now thrown into the winter, Mamish, you know, the Pratim, the details. And so a way that, you know, there's like a famous line from the Tzaddikim: if you're tied above, you don't fall below, right? So there's it's a big, we've spoken about this many, many times, that a major principle in Teres Chassidus and Baal Shem Tov and so on, Avodas Hashem, is that in order to navigate Pratim, keep yourself anchored in the Klal. Keep yourself anchored in a place that's already fixed, and then from that place of strength, you'll be able to deal with being sent into places that are not yet fixed. When it, in order to, therefore, the inning of making the request of the Saint Talmud Levracha, which is his kashrus to the yichud of Shmini Atzeres, of Mashur Ganagesh by Shmini Atzeres, that is a major tool that's needed to be able to successfully navigate the avoida of the details of the year. The more that you're anchored in that klal of Shmini Atzeres. This is why, let's go back. This is why the request, according to the Rosh, the request of asking b'sein tam al-levracha is mahadrin, it's l'chadchila, when it's done in the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. What's the bracha of Baruch Aleinu? It's called by Chazal, Birchas Hashanim. Birchas Hashanim. The whole inning of Baruch Aleinu is a bracha that's oriented towards seeing the year as one big entity. It's Birchas Hashanim. It's not Birchas Hayoyim. It's not Birchas HaChodesh, it's not Birchas HaShavu, it's called Birchas Baruch Aleinu, it's Hashana HaZoyz, the Tavil of Racha. The whole, therefore, since the whole inyan of asking for rain is connecting yourself to the Yichud of Shmini Atzeres, which is the culmination of the avoid of the collective year, which happens in Tishrei, in those first few months, and then what you're trying to do when you make your request of rain in the middle of the winter is to connect the details with the klal, right, to sort of remind you and to throw yourself back into that space of Rosh Hashanah through Sukkot, which was the collective year of Tavshin Pei Vav, to give you that little bit of a harchavas hadas, to then, you know, sort of then dive back into the details. The whole inyan is to connect yourself to the klal of the year, which is what Shmini Atzeres was. The yichud of Shmini Atzeres is the yichud of the klal of the klal yisayir. And that request, therefore, is most appropriate in Baruch Aleinu as Hashan HaZayis L'Tavir L'Vrach, which is a bracha of Birchas Hashanim. Do you follow what I'm saying over here?
Yeah.
The different pious was that proves to us that this is a tefillah that's about yichud. It's a tefillah that's about the yichud of Shmini Atzeres. And since the yichud of Shmini Atzeres is a yichud that comes, that it's a yichud of the collective year. So therefore, the appropriate time to remind yourself of that is in Baruch Aleinu, which is a bracha about the collective year. It's Birchas Hashanah. Not only, let's go deeper. Let's go deeper. In the writings of, I'm not going to have the ability to explain this too much, but in the writings of Rashash, we find that there is something unique to the Yichud of Shmini Atzeres as opposed to any other Yichud that happens. As I mentioned before, every mitzvah, any mitzvah, any tefillah, any avodas Hashem always culminates in a Yichud. And that's true with every particular mitzvah, every particular tefillah, and that's true on the collective stage of the year, which is, again, the beginning of Tishrei, and Shmini Atzeres is like that. But there's a chilek. Says the Rashash, the inyan of the Yichud that takes place by Shmini Atzeres, you know, as the completion of the avoid of the collective year, right? That yichud is a little bit of a it's better than any other yichud in the following sense. The Rashash explains is that, you know, everyone knows the story in the beginning of creation, right? The sun and the moon were supposed to be of the same size, right? They're supposed to be the same size. Didn't work out like that. So l'chiyamates atzmech, the moon became diminished. The story of the sun and the moon is also the story of this yichud of Chasan and Kala, of Kuchibrichu Shchinte, the Jewish people with Hashem, Nishmas Yisrael. That's the story. I'm not going into the details of what this means, but there's a certain madrega, the ultimate yichud, the way it was supposed to be, and the way ultimately will be with Mashiach Tzidkenu, is where what's called in the Sfar Makdoshim as Shavah B'Shavah, where the two forces of male and female, of Hashem and the Jewish people, so to speak, are able to see each other face to face, equal footing, shav b'shav, of equal stature. That's the way it was supposed to be. That's the way it's going to be. But because of the phenomenon of the decrease in the size of the moon, so whenever there's a yichud nowadays any particular mitzvah, every particular davening, until Mashiach comes, it's never 100%. There's always a pagam. There's always something, there's a shter. Like the Gemara says, that every ksuba, every chasna, there's a fight. There's always a machlekes. It's never 100%. You break the glass. There's always something, right? There's always something. Because the yichud, until Mashiach comes, is not complete. It's called a yichud that's not shava b'shava. Shava b'shava equal sun and the moon same size. That means a yichud that's 100%. If it's not the same size, it means there's a shter. There's something on. The chassan and kal, they're not on the same page 100%. Says the Rashash, the yichud of Shmini Atzeres is to a certain degree. I can't explain this in the details of it, but according to Rashash, the yichud of Shmini Atzeres is very is somewhat shava b'shava. It's somewhat reflective of that ultimate yichud, which is of the same mamish, a complete perfection. So not only is the yichud of Shmini Atzeres happens to be just the yichud of the Chloe's year, but it also is a reflection of the most perfect yichud, which ultimately will be fully apparent with the coming of Mashiach. But every Shmini Atzeres sort of has a taste of that full, perfect yichud of shava b'shava. Why? And this is also the significance of Baruch Aleinu. Why? Baruch Aleinu is the ninth bracha of Shmini Atzeres. The ninth bracha, make the account. It's the ninth bracha of Shmini Atzeres. Why is that significant? The letter Tes, the Zohar Kaddish says, we have a principle in the Svarim. The first time something is mentioned, that's the inyan of it. But what's the first place, the first word that the letter Tes is mentioned? Vayara l'kim esar ki toiv. Hashem said like that it was good. In the Vilna Gaon, the writings of the Vilna Gaon in Safed Tznesa and Tikkun Ezer, many places in Vilna Gaon's writings, the Vilna Gaon says that we all know that the first light, that light of the first day of creation was not the sun and the moon. That was an Ar HaGanuz, right? A hidden light that you saw from one end of the universe to the other, Misayv and Vatsayfai. The Rabban Hashem saw that it was so brilliant that it wouldn't be Kedai for the world, so Omad Vaganza, he hid it. The Yarlik Mitzvah Arkitav says the Vilna Gaon in many places, that Ar HaGanuz is a remez, is a hint to the ultimate yichud of Shava B'Shava. That's the light that was that light from one end of the universe to the other, that's a light that represents, that's a mashal to this ultimate yichud of Shava B'Shava. The ninth bracha, and again, regarding that light, it says the first time the letter Tes, which is the word Toiv, Yarlik Mitzvah Arkitav. The Zohar says that the end of the letter Tes is Tuve Ganiz Begaveh. There's a deep goodness contained in there. Says the Vilna Gaon in many places, the letter Tes is therefore a remez to this light of the first day of creation, which is a remez to the ultimate yichud of Shav B'Shava, sun and moon, same size, mamish. This is why the Vilna Gaon says that the letter Tes, which is the Gematria 9, is in the Sumer HaKadoshim connected to the Midah of Yisoid. Right, if the 10 spheres, starting from Keser and down, the ninth one is Yisoid. And the Vilna Gaon says, that's why it says in Pasuk, Or Zeruah LaTzadik. The ninth is Yisoid, that's the Midah of the Tzadik. Or Zeruah LaTzadik, this light of the beginning of creation, which is the light of the absolute Yichud and Dveikus, of absolute perfection without any disruption, Shav B'Shav Mamish, that Yichud is something that is hidden in the world of the tzaddik. It's not open yet. It's or Zerul tzaddik. It's hidden. It's not complete. In other words, Bekitzer, in the writings of the Vilna Gaon, the number 9 is always associated with a yichud of mamish, an arhagonistic yichud, a complete yichud. As I said from the Rashash, the yichud of Shmini Atzeres is a reflection of that, has a quality of Shavu B'Shavu. Therefore, the inyan of asking for the Saint Talmud of Racha, which is connecting you back to Shmini Atzeres, is mahajin when it's done in Baruch Aleinu, which is the ninth bracha. More than that, take a look at Maramokin number 3. The Gemara says in Megillah, it's the Gemara Megillah Yud Zayin Mebeis. The Gemara says, "Umaro loymer birchas hashana b'tshias." The Gemara says, "Why did they make the birchas hashana Baruch Aleinu the ninth bracha? Vesepis the ninth bracha." Amar Rav Alexandri, Rav Alexandri said, "Keneged mafki sharim." That this bracha is a special tefillah for parnos in general, but specifically that there shouldn't be mafkir sharm to make prices. What's the term?
Inflation.
To avoid inflation. Dichsev, because it says in pasuk tehillim shavar zeroya rasha. David Melchizedek asks in Tehillim that Hashem should break the hand of the rasha, which is a request David's asking that there shouldn't be inflation. The David ki amra b'tshias amra. And David said that pasuk in the ninth kapitel. So the ninth kapitel is a place to daven for that there shouldn't be inflation. What's going on? If you're, says Rashi, Maramok number 4, Rashi. Zeraya Shavar Zeraya Rasha. David says you should break, Hashem, please break the arm of the Rasha. Elu hamayakir mesatfuo. These are the people that they go out of their way to create higher prices for produce. Umafkina sashar, and they create this problem in economy. Umaydim afkia shar mksev. How do I know that this pasuk is talking about such an inyan of people that create higher prices for tefua, right? They made it at the market. Dichsiv bahi parshasa, because in that capital it says like this: Yarev b'mister ka'arye besukai. That these Rishayim, they hide out in their den like a lion. Yarov lachtefani, getting ready to pounce on the poor person. So says Rashi, v'chialistim arvis ha'ani. I don't understand. We're talking about ganovim and Rishayim and robbers. Wait a second. Robbers are trying to steal from poor people. Not trying to steal from poor people. Haloyasa oshir hu arv. They're trying to steal from rich people. What are you stealing it from a poor person for? So the answer is, this is a type of theft, which is el mafki yishamra, because we're talking about people that manipulate the market in order to create higher prices for produce and for basic necessities, which doesn't affect the rich people so much because they can handle it. Who does it affect the most? The poor people. Sheroiv ra'os am laniyim. The evil that this causes is for the aniyim. The kaboy David rachmi Allah demilsen. David is asking for rachmonis. Shavar zara rosha v'tain saviv oil. There should be an abundance of food and so on. And therefore, it shouldn't be this problem shouldn't happen. Let's understand. Who is the ani? You have the sun and the moon. Initially, they're both on the same height. They're both bishleimus. It means that they both have their parnasa. They're both good. There was a diminishing of the moon. Now the moon is diminished. Now she is the ani, right? The less malchus. That's the malchus. She has nothing of her own. Now she's deficient. Raglea yardes mavis. Her feet descend into evil. She's susceptible to being attacked and so on. So the yards of Rachel Imenu. It's the name of Rachel Imenu and the descent of Rachel into the lower worlds. That's the yirid of malchus. What's Baruch Aleinu? Nachama. Baruch Aleinu is throwing you back to the collective Kloyis Hayir. That's Baruch Aleinu, it's Hashon Hazois. It's taking you back to what? The request of Mashiach Merdeh Geshem, which is Shmini Atzeres. And the collective year and the Yichud that comes with that is what? Is like the Rashash said, is a reflection of the Yichud of La'asid Lavai, where the sun and the moon will be of the same stature. She will not be deficient. She won't be susceptible to attack. She won't be poor. Even if she is an Ani, the Ani will have what the Ani needs, just like the Asher has what the Asher needs, and to a certain degree, they're ishtavus, they're of equal playing field. And that's why it's the ninth brach, as I said, which is the Yaralakimis Arki Toiv, which is a reflection of that Yichud, where Soifim Vatsoifai. Soifim Vatsoifai means everything is the same. You go from, there's no barriers. It's ishtavus, it's shav b'shav, everything is of equal playing field, and that's exactly this. The soid of what? The soid of making sure davening in Baruch Aleinu that the aniyim shouldn't be taken advantage of. And the aniyim should have everything the ani has, which means to a certain degree that they're an usher. What's the difference between an ani and an usher? If an ani has what the ani has, then an ani is an ani. Ezo usher, asmech b'chalkai. No? So the whole meaning of the tefillah Baruch Aleinu is to daven that the ani shouldn't be an ani tak. That the ani should have its tzrachim. The ani shouldn't be taken advantage of because of their anias. It means the whole tefillah Baruch Aleinu, the ultimate goal of Baruch Aleinu is to make the ani and the usher both on the same playing field, which is the Indian of the sun and the moon being on the same playing field, which is the Indian of the yichud of La'asid Lavai, which is reflected in the yichud of Shmini Atzeres, which is exactly what Baruch Aleinu is. Therefore says the Rosh, when do you want to make the request of Baruch Aleinu and make the request in Shabila Chathchila? It's Dafkin Baruch Aleinu. That's when you make the request of a Saint Talmud Levracha. Let's go back. Once you understand this, then we can go back to the Mishnah. Take a look at Maramok number 1, very quickly. The Mishnah said, we saw this last week, the Mishnah said is regarding Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah is talking about when to start the Saint Talmud Levracha, right? So said the Mishnah, the Tanakam held Begimel B'mar Cheshman Shalos Mak Shomim. You begin the third of Cheshman. Okay, Rabbi Gamliel said, no, B'zayin Boy. You should start the seventh of Cheshman, which is Tesvav Yoim Achar Achag, which is 15 days after Yontif. Let me ask you a question. Why does he have to tell us that? Well, it's 15 days after Yom Tov. I know it's Tesvav. You make it. The Tanakam didn't have to tell me that the third of Cheshvan is 12 days after Yom Tov, or 11, whatever. He didn't have to tell me how many days after Yom Tov the third day of Cheshvan is. Why does Rav Gamliel have to say that? By the way, you should know this. It should start the seventh Cheshvan. Oh, but you want to know what the seventh Cheshvan is? 15 days after Yom Tov. Who cares? The answer is 15 is Yud K. So what? So what? Take a look at Marmok number 5. This is from the Sefer Likutim from Narizal in Zechariah. The letters of Hashem's name is Yud K Vav K. Yeah. The Yud is broken down into two parts. You have Yud K and you have Vav K. Okay, Yud K represents each side. There's a Zohar and there's an Akeva. It's like the sun and the moon, right? So Yud is like the sun, and K is like the moon. When says there is on this piece in Sefer Likutim, when you have the sun and the moon of the same stature, that's called Yud K. When you have it disaligned and the moon is deficient and lower, that's called Vavke. The secret, says the Arizal, La'asel Lavai, the name of Hashem, Kiviyachol, whatever this means, we're not going into the details of this, but the Arizal says that La'asel Lavai, the name of Hashem, is not going to be Yud Kei Vav Kei, it's going to be Yud Kei Yud Kei. V'hoya b'yayimahu yi Hashem Echad u'shmoyecha, because the ultimate goal is that original phenomenon of Yud Kei is actually going to surface once again to replace the off-kiltered, incomplete Yichud of Vavke. Therefore, as we said, since we're saying that the whole inning of the same Talmud Levracha, which is what? Which is to throw you back into Shmini Atzeres, Maichan, and to connect you to the Yichud of what? Of Shmini Atzeres, to then give you the strength to be poil and to accomplish in the Pratim of the winter. So like when you're in the, so you're so when do you specifically need to be makasha yourself to the Yichud of Shmini Atzeres the most? When you're mamish in the belly of the beast, when you're kulai, when you're like fully in cheshvan mode, right? When it's like, you know, it's now the dead of winter and the lulav and the, it's way back in the rearview mirror. That's exactly the most. That's exactly when you need to connect yourself back to Shmini Atzeres. And what does it mean to connect yourself back to Shmini Atzeres? It means to connect yourself to the Yichud of the sun and the moon in a way of Yudkei. So says Rabbi Gamliel, don't start with Saint Talmud to Levracha 3 days into Cheshvan. 3 days into Cheshvan means you just started Cheshvan. It means you could still you're still singing V'chol Maminim. You're still holding over there. When you're 7 days into Cheshvan, what's seven is a complete structure, right? Seven means that it's Cheshvan Dik. Now you need to start saying V'sein Talmud Levracha. Why? And not because here's the irony of it. It's your Kulei Cheshvan, it's like 7 days now, but now you now have 15 days from Yontif, which is the Gematria of Yudkei. So now, Adarabba, now you have the opportunity to makasha yourself to the Yichud of Shmini Atzeres, and now you have 15 days, which is Gematria Yudkei behind you. So now, Adarabba, you take that light and you go all the way into the Pratim of Cheshvan, and you'll be Matzliach. Therefore, says Rabbi Gamliel, say it Davkin the 7th of Cheshvan. Say it, Nachman.
3 days into Cheshvan would be 11 days.
Oh, which is Vavke. Very good. See, it's amazing. It says Tanakam, it says 3 days, which is still Vavke. Says Rav Gamliel, no, wait till 15, which is Yudke. Very good. Very good. It's Manish, very good. Very good. See, it's good to know math a little bit. It's good. It's Hashem. Okay. So let's go weiter in this. Nachman, let's go back to the Rosh. Let's go back to the Rosh. So the Rosh is Mamish. In the depth of Golas, right? The Rosh is in the depth of Golas. The Rosh is on the run. He's on the run from the Goyim over there that want to kill him, and and Dafka there, the Rosh is Meirer himself. That what? Let's be mechazik v'sinu Saint Talmud Levracha. Let's expand the territory. Let's start it early in Chutz Laretz, and let's end it late. Because that's the inyo what the Rosh is talking about. That's bringing out the Yichud of Shmini Atzeres, which is a reflection of the Yichud of Mashiach, of La'asad Lavai, of Shav B'Shav, of Yudkei, bringing that out, like, you know, breaking the lid off of it and just letting it out completely, you know, it's overflowing on both ends. Let it overflow early, you know, that it should come early, and it should overflow on the other end as well. This not only not only does the Rosh want to do this because he's going through a difficult time himself, but the Rosh sees his personal gullus right now as, you know, whenever there's a klal in the Gemara that, you know, the darkest time is always right, it's always right before the greatest light, right? So it's Davka now where you have the tzaddik, of, the Gadol Hador of Ashkenaz, the Rosh, that's now being near, he's being chased, and he's on the run physically, and he's mamish going from his home and country to country and so on. Ein lecha chayshech gadol, there's no greater darkness than this. Says the Rosh, this is mamish the moment where we can be mahapech the chayshech into Ar, and reveal the Ar HaGonis, the hidden light, which is in the Saint Talmud of Racha, the ninth Racha Shmoneh Esrei, taking the Ani, the impoverished one, which is the moon, Rach Leimenu, and making her shav b'shav, and making her of equal stature to the wealthy person, that there shouldn't be any even space to take advantage of the Ani. It should be mamish shav b'shav. It should be, and we should the yichud of Shmini Atzeres, which is the yichud of the Klal, and the yichud of Lasid Lavay, should be fully unleashed to be able to overflow into all the pratim of the world, and that itself would be his galus of Mashiach Tzikenu. Not only is this not befrat the inning of the rush from Ashkenaz going to the Sfarad, that itself is the yichud of the sun and the moon. The Moshe Dov Avali, when the Talmud of the Ramchal, he writes such a thing that if Klal Yisrael were, if within Klal Yisrael you would have to divide up Klal Yisrael into Zachar Nekeva, into the sun and the moon, the way you would do it would be is that the Sfaradim would be the sun and Ashkenaz would be the moon. That's what he says, the Sfaradim are the darker, they're living, it's a hotter climate, there's more of the sun, right? Ashkenazim, you know, we're like, you know, afraid of, you know, layers of sunblock, you know. Yeah, Chachma and Bina, it's the same thing. The whole inyan of the Rosh, who's from Ashkenaz, the head of Ashkenaz, the tzaddik of Ashkenaz, running to safety by Svarad, and not only running to Svarad, but then becoming roommates with the Rajba, Shav B'Shava, and not only that, Ad Kedei Kach, when the Rajba is nostalgic, the Rosh takes on the Rabbanis, which is a site of Esh Eschayel, Ateres Bala, that Keser Malchus Mamish, to a certain degree, the Nekev is even higher. This is mamish ripe territory for the gilui of Mashiach. This is mamish iris. This is mamish a living scenario of the storyline of Rach Limenu, the moon, which is Rach Limenu, ascending out of the abyss, rising to a height of hishtavos, of equality with the sun, which is the yichud of Shmini Atzeres, right? Which is a foreshadowing the yichud of Lasid Lavay, and therefore his cheshek is, let's be makasher ourselves deeply to that yichud of Shmini Atzeres by establishing Baruch Aleinu b'shleimusa, which means that it should be manifest in all ends. Let it start early, end late. This is also, so it didn't work. Why didn't it work? So it didn't work because people weren't on the same page, right? People weren't ready for it. So why didn't the Rosh force it? So force it, no? None of the other Rabbanim were seeing this. So why not force it? The answer is because this is a great principle of all the tzaddikim. We want Mashiach to come, but what? Berachamim. Berachamim. Berachamim means we don't want it to come balkarchach, against the will of any yid, that there should be any yidden that are not part of the process, that are not part of the mahalach. Think about this, even in Pshat. Why Rav Gamliel says, you start with Saint Talmud of Racha Zayin Cheshvin, 15 days after Chag, but why? So that should be enough reason. Because, in other words, that's all you need to say. You're in the belly of Cheshvin. You already have 7 days of Cheshvin. So it's like mamish pratim sheva pratim. You're running out of air, yeah, because of the winter. You also have 15 days Yudkei from Shmini Atzeres. So you have this unbelievable potential yichud, like this untapped reservoir of yichud energy of 15 days. And you want to use that adrabah to uplift the pratim of Cheshvin. It's Gevalt Gezach, says Rav Gamliel, but that's not enough. The last reason why you start Zayin Cheshvin is to make sure, like the Mishnah says, the last line of the Maharabakan number one, Kedei Sheyagia Achrin Shevi Yisrael V'Nahar Paras, to give time that the last Yid should be able to make it home safely after being Oyla Regel without having any downpours on his head. That's the site. We want to make sure the Yichud happens and it should be B'Shleimos and it should be Mashiach, but not to the expense and not to the detriment of even one Yid. So says the Rosh, I want Mashiach to come, and this thing of the Saint Talmud of Racha is going to blow the lid off of it. But not if it means it's coming with such machlokes, and there's Rabbanim that are fighting me, and I'm going to have to fight back, and then Mashiach will come in a way that these guys are like, okay, I guess we were on the wrong side, right? We were on the other side, we're the wrong. The Rosh didn't want that, the Rabbanim doesn't want that. That's the side of what's going on over here. Nope. So, Bez Hashem, now the Neretz Yisrael, they're starting with Saint Talmud of Racha. And Bez Hashem, we're anticipating Bez Hashem, the Karv Mamish, to be able to, with Mashiach, but even otherwise, to save his Saint Talmud of Racha at the right time as well. That's the side. Why is it Davkin Cheshbon? So, one last thing, I'm sorry it's late, but if you take a look at Maramach number 7, so B'nai Sosra says like this, in the month of Cheshbon, Al Pi Masha Shemaat, Mi Pi Kavod Mayri, V'Rebi HaKadosh, Rav Nachum Mendel, from the Rimun of Asher, Neinu Roim. So B'nai Sosra says that he has a Kabbalah from the Tzaddikim, that Kol HaGzeris, HaMeschad Shais, Al Soni Yisrael, that all the Gzeris that come, you know, he's the enemies of Jewish people, he's, you know, any bad things that happen. So he says, Min HaMalchis, from the Goyim, V'chein Nechisas HaMasim, V'Arnunias, taxes, all bad things. Haskalos and Tomim Min Mar Cheshbon. It always starts in Cheshbon. Why? V'omar Atam. So the Tzaddikim said the reason is, Shebechoydesh Hazeh, in this month, Ha'isah HaMarid B'Malchus Beis David. This month, this is when Yeravim ben Nevat rebelled against Malchus Beis David. It says in Pasuk, V'yimluchu es Yeravim, they established Yeravim as the king. V'yas Yeravim Machag, and Yeravim made a holiday to celebrate his Malchus. B'chodesh Hashmini, in the 8th month, which is the month of Cheshbon. B'chodesh Asher Bod de Maliba, the month that he chose on his own. Stam, he came up with it on his own. That's the month of Cheshbon. Adkan. So therefore, so he says, Al-Kain, Gzeres HaMalchus v'mar Cheshbon. So the Gzer of Malchus, with the Goyim, comes the month of Cheshbon, because that's the day where there's a pagam in the Malchus of Beis David. Let's understand. The Malchus of the North, Yerub Menavot, that means the sun. That's Yosef Tzadik. That's the month. That's the sun. Malchus Beis David, that's the moon. That's Rachel Imena. That's the descending Malchus. The breakdown, the disconnect from the North, from the South, right? Until now, there's no North and South. It's Klal Yisrael. All of a sudden, now there's a North and there's a South, which means the inyan of Malchus Beis David all of a sudden becoming diminished. That inyan takes place in the month of Cheshbon. Therefore, specifically, that's why it's a difficult month, says B'nai Sosra. But we know that anything that's a possibility for difficulty is also a zman mesugal to be fixed and to be corrected. So it's davka the month of Cheshbon, where in Eretz Yisrael, there's a, where you say B'nai Talmud Levracha, which is the inyan of what, again, going back to the yichud of Shmini Atzeres, which is a yichud that unites the sun and the moon together, which is fixing the breakdown of Malchus Beis David, which took place in the month of Cheshbon, and we're misaking it by saying V'sein Talmud Levracha. And again, that's why the Rosh, in that tekufa where he's running, where he's on the run, and he's Ashkenaz, which means Malchus, and everything's falling apart around him, but he sees that he's on the run. That's the irony. The Goyim are being roided with him to try to destroy Malchus Beis David, right? That's the Rosh. They're trying to destroy Malchus Beis David. But what are they doing? They're chasing him into the hands of the Rajba. They're chasing him into the hands of Svar, which is Mamish, the son. Bring it to that state of Yichud. So the Rosh sees it's us. And now we have to mechazik the inyan of the Saint Talmud of Racha, Davkin Cheshbon, to be mesakin that inyan, to bring the Yichud of Shmini Atzeres into the month of Cheshbon, to be mesakin Malchus Beis David, that it shouldn't be regular Yor Desmavis, and it should be an absolute Hishtavis. That's why, by the way, just one little, I'm sorry, Michael, me, just one little thing on this side. So why does the Rosh want it to go? So until now, I've been saying that, so the Rosh wants it to start with Cheshbon, and he wants it to go till Shavuos. So Pash Mishal, like I said before, he just wants to blow the top off and just the yichud should just overflow on all ends. But there's also a side to it. There's also a side to it. If you take a look at Maramok number 6 from the Taras Chacham writes, I'll just say the words. Kishmashkasav Rabbi Sefer Hakavanis Bedrush Isruchag. So okay, it's hard to explain. But the Taras Chacham basically says is that the way Yom and Tovim flow into each other. Yom Tovim flow into each other. We always think of Yom Tovim as being like separate, like it's a separate Zach. There's like Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Says Taras Chacham, it's not like that. Taras Chacham says is that the Oiris of Pesach, for example, flow into Shavuos. And really, Shavuos is when you fully appreciate the Oiris of Pesach. And the same, and Shavuos flows into Sukkot. And really on Sukkot is when you really appreciate the Oris of Shavuos. And the Oris of Sukkot, which Shmini Atzeres has its culmination, flow into Pesach. And it's only on Pesach that you fully appreciate the Oris of Sukkot. It was Davka Pesach night, where the Rosh is sitting on his porch, right? The Tshuva said, right? He's sitting on his porch, and Davka Pesach night, now he's saying, now it's time. It's now time to really, really be Mekasher ourselves to Shmini Atzeres, and to V'sein Talmud Levracha, to Mashi Ruch Merne Geshem, to be Mamshech Mashi Ruch Merne Geshem into Pesach, Davka then. Because like the Torah Schachim says, it's Davka, the full stature of the Yontif only emerges in the next Yontif. And therefore, that's why the Rosh wanted to continue into all the way till Shavuos, because the Oiris of Sukkot were now being experienced in Pesach. So now Pesach, and the only time that Sukkot is finished is really by Shavuos time, right? Sukkot goes into Pesach, and then Pesach is like Pesach Sukkot together, and by Shavuos time now Sukkot is taka over. So the kavan of the Rosh was to bring the Oiris of to be sensitive to the Oiris of Sukkot in Pesach already, like the Torah Chacham says, and from there to continue to be mamshichet all the way till Shavuos, huh? No, so that's my point. That the reason why the maila of making the request is in Baruch Aleinu is because Davka Baruch Aleinu, both mitzad the fact that it's a bracha on the year, both mitzad the fact that it's the ninth bracha, which is V'yaro Elokim as Arki Toiv, and both mitzad the fact that it's about inflation of tefuah, which is about making sure the ani and the asher both have what they need. All of that is about connecting. That's fertile ground for Hiskashus to the Yichud of Shmini Atzeres, which is the Yichud of Shav B'Shava, of the sun and the moon of the same stature. That's what Baruch Aleinu is so deeply connected to that. That's why Lechatchila, the request should be made in Baruch Aleinu. Okay.